This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves got a big win at Denver yesterday, 117-108. Six players were in double figures, led by Anthony Edwards, 21. Dante DiVincenzo had 17 and says,
that balance attack, some games is going to be like this. Some games is going to be our main guys have some big nights. So as long as we're making the right reads, whatever coverage they're in, and making them pay, as long as we get the win, we get the win.
And he says it was a big win against the Nuggets.
I mean, every time we play them, it's a great game, great matchup. But, you know, you look at the standings, everything's so close, and you know how important these games are at this time of the year. So mindset was to come in and just get a win.
Minnesota moves a game ahead of Denver with the victory for fourth place. The Gopher women's basketball team notched a big road win as well. They bested Illinois yesterday, 78-73. Sophie Hart of Farmington scored 17 points in 19 minutes.
I don't know if that was the game plan, but it was just kind of clicking. Like, some of those passes, I mean, I talk about our chemistry as a team. Like, I don't know if we would have thrown that a year or two ago. And they know where I want the ball, and they throw it there. And, I mean, big shout-out to the guards because, I mean, I got some great passes that led me right to the rim.
The 22-7 Gophers earned a double bye in this week's Big Ten tournament. The news was not as good for the Wild or the Frost. Both lost yesterday. The Frost got blanked in Montreal 4-0. The Wild lost at home in St. Paul to struggling St. Louis 3-1. Minnesota head coach John Hines.
I thought we had enough looks to be able to get, you know, more than one goal, obviously, and then they had a good look in the third, and that was a heck of a shot by their guys, so... You know, unfortunately, it just was a game where we didn't find a way to, I think, penetrate through. But I thought our effort was there. I thought we had some good looks. I thought we did some things that we needed to do. You know, sometimes you can play, you know, a hard-fought game and not find a way to win it.
Kirill Kaprizov scored the goal, passing Marian Gaborik as the all-time Wild goal scorer. Minnesota will take on Tampa Bay tomorrow night in St. Paul. Baseball, the Twins and the Braves tied 2-2 in Florida yesterday. The Twins are off today. They'll take on Tampa Bay tomorrow. This is MNN Sports.